Welcome to Carol Howell's Let's Talk Dementia, a podcast designed to help caregivers find knowledge, power, hope, and smiles in their dementia caregiving journey. Welcome to Let's Talk Dementia. Here's your host, best-selling author, Carol Howell.
Welcome to Let's Talk Dementia. I'm Carol Howell, your host, and thank you for joining me. Today, we're going to talk about MedsRx. I have recently begun following a man named Jim Quick. He teaches you how to read quickly, and he teaches you all kinds of wonderful things to improve your brain. And you know that's what I'm all about, improving our brain, improving our caregiving techniques, making us healthier so we can help those that we care for. And that is, you know, well, everything he teaches just goes so along with what Let's Talk Dementia is about. In a recent podcast that I listened to, he talked about MedsRx, the six things that are free, the six meds, so to speak, that are free, that are so good for your brain. And we're going to talk about those over this and the next five episodes after this one. The first one is M, and it stands for meditation. Well, New York University and Virginia Tech came together and did a study, and the folks that participated in it meditated. They meditated 13 minutes a day for 8 weeks, and then they had a baseline beforehand and then checked how they were afterwards, and they had enhanced mood, enhanced concentration, enhanced working memory, and enhanced emotional regulation, decreased anxiety. Now, these were not folks with dementia. It was just the average Joe taking part in this experiment. But that's you, the caregiver. That's the benefit from 13 minutes of meditation. Now, meditation for me has been something I've never been good at. I'm a type A personality, and being still long enough to meditate just did not seem to go together. But recently, I have learned that for my health, my mental health, my physical health, my emotional health, I've had to learn to relax and to calm my system, and meditation has been how I've done it. There have been specific times meditating in the last 6 weeks that I've had some pretty big breakthroughs in what is going on in my world, and changes I need to make have come through meditation. I'm very thankful for that. I think it's making me a better person, a happier person, a less stressed out person, and I'm learning how to handle my emotions better. But how do you meditate? I have been experiencing meditation through an app that I purchased called Mind Valley, M-I-N-D Valley. And in it, there are so many classes you can take, just so many. And I'm involved in a bunch of them. And there are a lot of meditations. And if you just put your earbuds on and listen, you're going to find that you're probably better at it than you thought. I do recommend putting the earbuds on, because then the sound is like in your head rather than just in the room. Putting a mask over your eyes to make it darker for you so your eyes can relax and not feel stressed. Maybe lay down on the bed or in your comfortable chair and take just a few minutes to meditate. I started out with a lady on there that has a bunch of 5-minute meditations that I really enjoyed, and I've worked up to, I do 45 minutes of meditation many nights. Tell you, there are a lot of those meditations I've done I've never heard the end of, because I went to sleep, which they are meditations designed for sleep, so they worked, right? I take my iPhone and load that meditation, stick it under my pillow and lay there, and I can hear it. And then sometime later I wake up and realize, oh, my phone's still there, and I take it out and get on with some more sleep. But so what if it lays there all night? That's okay. I wonder what would happen if you tried this with your loved one with dementia. You can try the earbuds. They may or may not appreciate earbuds. They may or may not know what they are, and it may not bother them. If they're fine with you putting earbuds in their ear, great. If they don't particularly like earbuds, then headphones. They're familiar with headphones. Walter Cronkite used them when he was doing the news. Put it on and go, hey, Dad, just listen to this. Would you mind? And we just might see that these folks listen when it says breathe, and you'll see them breathing in and out, or close your eyes and you look over and they're closing their eyes, or maybe they've listened to it and gone to sleep. Either way, the brain is finding time to relax. The brain uses a lot of the body's energy, and that energy is needed to keep your body going, right? So if you can relax your brain more often, like you do when you're sleeping, if you can relax your brain while you're meditating, then it gives more energy for your body to heal and do the other things that it needs to do. It's really quite incredible how much better you feel after meditating. So at night I do these sleep meditations. In the morning I go on YouTube and there is a lady who has Christian meditations, and I listen to those to start my day. There are meditations for everything you can think about. You know, if you want to improve your sex life, there's a meditation for it. If you want to make more money, if you want to be calmer, if you want energy, if you want to be inspired, there are meditations for it. And you can find them on YouTube and also on Mind Valley. I recommend both. I don't get paid by Mind Valley to advertise for them. I just really do appreciate the work that goes into providing this level of information at a click. It's pretty neat. It's not free, but it has so been worth the money for me. I hope you'll think about meditating. I hope that you too will write me and tell me if you try it with your loved one with dementia and how it went. If it doesn't work the first time, it could be you just picked a bad moment. Maybe try it another day at a different time. Maybe if, you know, after dinner when they have a tendency maybe to have a little sundowning, say, Mom, come sit down here and listen to this lady talk and tell me what you think. You might find that it helps to calm her through that beginning of sundowning, whenever that might be in her day. I would love to know how this experiment works. This is going to be our experiment here at Let's Talk Dementia. So write and let me know. Carol at letstalkdementia.org. letstalkdementia.org. I'm going to get me an easier email address. I got to work on that. I hope you have a great day, and I hope your meditation is enjoyable. Blessings and smiles. Bye-bye.
A special thank you to our sponsor, Veterans and Families of America. These amazing people are available to help veterans and their spouses receive benefits to which they are entitled. You can reach them at 904-528-1084 or by email at information@vfamerica.org. Be sure to tell them Carol sent you. Veterans and Families of America, these people care. Thank you for being part of Let's Talk Dementia. Please visit our website at www.letstalkdementia.org. All our books, podcasts, and videos are available there, and you can schedule a free phone consultation with Carol while you're at the website. Click Menu in the top right-hand corner, then choose Schedule Time with Carol. We look forward to hearing from you. Blessings and smiles.